everyone. I'm Claire Davis, as you all know, and I'm back with Mental Health Chats. And we've got the series at the moment on grieving. And I'm very, very privileged to have Tina Mitchell-Skinner here. Hello, Tina. How are you going?
Hi, Claire. Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
This is part of our wider series. Find the full interview in the playlist for this series.
Have you got any other advice that you could give people?
I think the other thing, Claire, particularly with the nature of brain tumours, but it applies across the board as well, I think, is being an advocate for that person who is going through the situation that they're going through, because it's a really, it's a devastating situation, and I don't think that we can get away from that. It's terrible. And you know, coming alongside them and supporting them can often mean being their advocate. So, for example, what I mean by that is being able to signpost them, being able to, you know, get access to services that they might need, that particularly if they're going through treatment or they're in a situation where they haven't got the energy, particularly if they're having radiotherapy or chemotherapy, that can really sort of zap any energy. And therefore, being that person that comes alongside them and is like, no, it's okay, I've got this. It's like, I've got this, don't worry. Or if they want their own independence, which again, because it can vary from person to person, it could well be, we can do this together.
Yeah.
We can work on this together. And one of the strap lines of brain tumour support is together we are stronger. And I think no more does that mean something than in this situation.
Definitely. And it is a journey together, actually.
Right.
So it's having the energy as well to be their advocate, because you know they're zapped of energy depending on their treatment. But it's keeping up your own energy so that you can be their advocate and be the force of strength.
Absolutely. And I think also certainly around, you know, treatments that are available, sometimes it feels like you're almost sort of like going uphill and you're fighting against it. And sometimes if you haven't got the energy to have that fight, you need someone really close to you, or you know, the brain tumour support worker in the charity example, to just come alongside and say, no, that's okay, we can look into that, I can do that on your behalf. Or is there a trial that you could be on that you want to be involved in? That's fine, I can find the information and I can bring that to you. And I think that together you can actually, you know, use that information and make decisions. You know, that whole sort of patient-centered care, you know, there's a real drive for that, where the patient and you know, the supporter work together very carefully to make sure that the patient is at the center of what their care plan is.
That's brilliant advice. Thank you. We hope you enjoyed the chat. If you found any of the tips useful, follow Mental Health Chats. Thank you.